from KQED.
After scientific research decades ago at UC Irvine tied certain chemicals to loss of ozone in the Earth's atmosphere, nearly 200 nations pledged to phase out their use. The Montreal Protocol is often praised as a great example of international cooperation. But in California, where the state's $2.3 billion strawberry industry has come to rely on methyl bromide, a new report by the state's Department of Pesticide Regulation suggests strawberry growers will be using it for years to come. KQED science reporter Amy Standen has more.
Strawberries are a very valuable crop that a lot of bugs and other pests like to eat. So, to get the biggest yield possible, conventional growers use chemicals to sterilize the soil, kill everything in it, before they plant. For years, they've used a fumigant called methyl bromide. Problem is, methyl bromide attacks the planet's protective ozone layer. So, in 1987, an international treaty included methyl bromide in a phase-out of all ozone-depleting chemicals. Other industries were quick to adapt, says David Donner of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Whether it's in air conditioning or industrial solvents, a whole manner of other industries where ozone-destroying chemicals were once the norm, they have transitioned to safer alternatives, sometimes twice.
The last holdout, he says, farmers, particularly California strawberry growers.
It was supposed to be eliminated in 2005, and we're now into the ninth or the tenth year of overtime. You know, the project started in 1990, so they had 15 years.
They haven't found alternatives that are both safe and effective. One promising technique is called anaerobic soil disinfection, which uses organic matter to sterilize the soil. But according to the report from state pesticide regulators, that method is still not ready for prime time. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.